This is Destiny Pizzas episode 6. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
So we have a long episode today, hopefully. We have a lot of things to talk about, so let's get started. This week, a new character was available for purchase in Injustice, which is a very popular game.
You know, so from, awesome.
Like, for us. We're yes, very it into is. It right now.
Yes.
So the free character today, or not free character, the downloadable character this week is Batgirl.
Are they doing like a whole, like, every week? I feel like
it's
they
like,
just came
I
out
think
Lobo?
It's like every month.
Every month. Okay, that's
I
cool.
I think it's around every month. So the first character was Lobo.
Yeah, which is awesome.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
And then the second character is Batgirl. And then rumor has it, it got leaked. Some guy like looked at the code and he looked into it and it was Zod. And then yes. The last character is Scorpion. So there's four characters downloadable.
So awesome.
But something I didn't know, and I feel like I'm an idiot, each time a character was released, they had to release a compatibility patch for people who didn't buy the characters. But so when they play it online, they can still see the other character.
Oh, like the update. So
yeah,
that,
whenever
oh, okay.
an update came
that's
out,
what,
that's what it's
that's
for.
That's what you meant. Okay.
That's what it's for. It came out with a free skin. So the first skin, when Lobo came out, it was the Flashpoint Batman, who's one of my favorite characters in comics because it's Thomas Wayne, not Bruce Wayne. And this time with Batgirl, it was Luchador Bane, who's also another one of my favorite characters. Not as cool as Nightfall Bane, but he's pretty cool.
What's Luchador Bane from?
Anyway. I have no idea, oh, okay. But he looks crazy.
He does look awesome, yeah.
He looks
it's
very
like, literally
crazy.
Like a fighter.
He literally
Mexican
looks like a
fighter.
Mexican luchador wrestler. Yeah. Like. But I love Nightfall Batman so much.
Or Flashpoint?
Or Flashpoint, yeah. Sorry, Flashpoint Batman is so cool. Thomas Wayne as Batman. It is one of my favorite comics. I read it, I think I read it in, was it November when we went to Wisconsin?
Yeah, November, yeah.
Yeah, so it was November. I read the comic. Because I'm really big into like the alternate realities, and pretty much in this alternate reality, when they leave the movie theater, they go to watch Zorro, which is
that's
what,
the classic.
That's
what,
the classic
what
Batman origin.
Watch, yeah.
And then as they're leaving, a mugger comes out and mugs the Waynes, which is like the parents and Bruce, and they kill Bruce Wayne instead of the parents. Like Bruce gets shot, so Thomas Wayne becomes Batman, and he like buys up Gotham Casino, and he like he avenges crime, and he's avenging his son, and like it's a pretty awesome story. If you're like looking to get into comics, I highly recommend it. We met the artist who did the cover work. His name was Dave Johnson. Very nice guy.
And yeah, that's pretty cool.
I have issue 1 signed by him. But yeah, that was really cool. Let's get back to the Batgirl, though.
Oh, yeah.
Batgirl for Injustice. Mike didn't play it, right?
I haven't seen Batgirl yet. I just watched a YouTube clip of
but
it.
She is super fast.
Yeah.
And I think she's one of my new favorite characters. I'm going to throw that out there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Her special power is she has these blades that connect to her arm. And you can switch between like the blades and like these like shocking like brass knuckle things. That's her power.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how useful it is, but she is so fast. And
I know, I always like using the fast characters. Like.
Yeah, because I feel like whenever someone uses the Flash, it's really cheap because he's
really
fast.
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like Batgirl may even be more cheap if she's like as fast as the Flash, and she's also got other skills.
Yeah, and then the cool thing is her super move, like you have to be in the air and you use it.
Oh, really?
So I've only used it once successfully, so it's like it takes some getting used to.
I guess that's why they make her fast, because she's hard to use the super move.
She's hard to use the super move, but it's such a cool super move. She like puts something on their chest and then like connects the two ropes to the ground, and then she uses her grappling hook and carries them up.
Yeah.
And then like with her legs, she like puts her legs around them and pulls them up into the sky. And then when she's up at the top of the sky, she splits her legs and they come slamming into the ground, and then she lets go of her grappling hook and slams into them on the ground.
It's so awesome.
So it's a pretty cool.
What's her like intro? You know how they have like an intro video?
Oh yeah. Her intro
when they start
is
up.
She's coming in and she's like, "You underestimate me," or something like that. Something really stupid.
Because she's like, "I'm a girl."
Yeah.
Because that's how Batgirl was originally. It's just like, she had like a bat purse and everything.
Yeah.
It was just like "Yeah, Batgirl."
Started from the TV show, which I like hear all the time.
Exactly.
People
like
never want to forget that she's like, "Oh, she started from the," or no, she started from the radio, or wait, the TV show.
Oh, she started from there first before a comic?
She wasn't in the comics first.
Oh, that's weird.
When, it's a weird thing to think about.
Because that usually doesn't happen where they create a, well, I mean, it happens sometimes.
It happens actually like more than you'd think. Like, I think kryptonite was mentioned first in the radio show or something.
Really?
Yeah, there's a few things.
That's like a mainstay. Like,
now that's like a main.
You can't imagine it without.
Well, if you talk about Superman, you're going to bring up kryptonite.
Yeah.
I think someone will probably correct us. If you want to correct us, you can mention it on our SoundCloud. And also, you might notice that this episode sounds a lot better than our last few, and that's because I found a setting was wrong, and one of our very nice friends and loyal listeners pointed it out to me. And so now you're hearing us properly. Hopefully. as it's meant to be heard.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that Injustice, I finally beat the mobile Injustice app.
Which unlocks the prison Superman in the game. I've been trying to do. How long do you think it took you?
It took me a very long time. I don't know. I couldn't add up. Definitely hours.
Yeah.
I don't know. Of course hours, but I don't know. I couldn't.
When you get stuck on a level, because I'm stuck right now.
Yeah.
I think I'm
fighting. What you told me is when you started playing it, you were leveling people up and doing anything. I was hoarding all my money.
Yeah.
And like.
So did you have to like power them up to like elite?
Like, yeah, rank? I needed 5 elite. I used the Doomsday 5, like 5 elite.
Holy
Joker
cow.
5 and a.
Holy cow.
Black Adam 5, yeah.
Oh my god.
It took me a long time.
Because I'm doing Batman, Superman, Prison Superman, and Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And that's my team.
Oh, those are good people, though.
Those are good people, but they're not up. Yeah. They're not ranked up, so I need to, like.
No, it's really hard.
So you just have to, like, grind away, I guess?
Yeah, what I had to do was buy a bunch of those booster packs.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, every day. Like, you get. Every day you get them for 75% instead
off.
Of 100. Yeah, so.
Or you get, like, that 25% off.
You have to do that a bunch.
God. It seems like such a hassle.
And I just got. You get lucky because you have to get the same character or. Because otherwise, if you have to choose the character, it takes even more longer. So, but I just got lucky.
For whoever doesn't play this game, it's like really interested right now. They're like,
well,
this is the nerdiest
thing.
Anyway,
I got the...
Yeah, so you beat it.
I finally beat it and got the character, and that's all I wanted.
I started playing the Star Labs again. When we were playing through the first time, we like skipped over... Whenever we couldn't beat one, we'd like skip over it.
Yeah.
So I went through whenever I saw one that was like the last one for a character.
Yeah.
I would like just focus on that one. I beat one was like the Bane, and you have to like not get hit by the Flash for 20 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
So what I figured out, it's not that hard, though.
Oh, really? Okay.
What you do is you last, like, you only have to survive 10 seconds, and then you do a level transition on them, and the level transition
counts
as the time.
Oh!
So I got, like, I 3-starred that one, which I was, like, really stoked on. That one, and then I figured out how to do the Deathstroke Green Arrow one, which was, like, the... I don't know if you ever played the game, like, Tanks as a kid.
Oh, yeah,
where you have to, like,
Tanks, yeah.
It's very slow. It's, like, where you just, like, lob the grenade. It shows you, like, the
time.
Oh, they
also have, I don't know if you got to it yet, they have, like, a Pong one.
I heard about that one.
Where they have, they have a couple different ones. They have one with, like, Cyborg, where you throw a ball and you're playing with Cyborg and Lex Luthor. It's just,
that's
like, game of Pong. And they also have one with, like, Black Adam and Cyborg, I think. It's the same thing.
It's so cool.
But it's awesome.
I really like those. Like, if you haven't played, if you have Injustice and you're like, oh, what's Star, like, forget Star Labs. I'm just going to play the story and play online.
Yeah.
Play Star Labs.
Star Labs is cool.
There's a Catwoman level where you play as a cat.
It's
and
awesome.
And that's awesome. And you get to meow and you have to jump over lasers. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's like
they don't have to add it to a fighting game, but it's a nice touch.
You don't
touch.
Need any of this stuff in a fighting game, but it's cool. I like the extra.
It's a nice extra feature. So, like, another thing that got released this week was the Killing Joke skins, which I was a little disappointed with because the previous skins had so many characters. Like, it didn't have so many, but it had, like, 3 characters each.
Yeah.
So you had, like, for the Bad
the
Girl
Titan.
One,
yeah.
It was, like,
Wonder Woman,
Selina Kyle, which is Catwoman, and... Who was the last one? I can't remember the last one.
Harley Quinn. Right?
Harley Quinn, it was a classic Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
And then they had...
And then the Teen Titans.
The Teen Titans one, which was
Cyborg, Deathstroke, and Raven.
Raven, yeah.
Yeah.
But this one, it's only Joker. So you get 3 Joker skins. So
yeah.
You get, like, Final Fight Joker from Killing Joke, which if you haven't read Killing Joke, another great book. It's about, like, pretty much, like, another origin of the Joker. And you should look into it because... A lot of it was used for The Dark Knight when they were filming The Dark Knight. They actually, Heath Ledger bought that book before he died, so pretty scary stuff.
I like when they go into the comics and actually, like...
Yeah, because...
I know that most of them do that.
But. Well, like, in this one, in Killing Joke, that's also where, you should probably know by now, that's where Catwoman kind of, like, Barbara Gordon gets in a wheelchair. That's where it's from, because she's supposed to be, you know...
Barbara Gordon?
Batgirl? Batgirl, okay. Yeah. She becomes... a cripple in that story.
Okay, yeah. I think that's...
That's, like, common knowledge, I think, kind of. Like, if you're into comics.
Yeah. If not, you probably didn't care.
Yeah. So, I don't think anyone's, like, reading a comic like, oh, my God, do you believe like, this no! happened in such an old comic? But
Wait, what? So what's the... What was that costume? That,
so it's Joker? A final Joker.
Yeah, what's that? I think that's the one I didn't
see. That's the one you see normally. And then they have a tourist Joker where he's, like, wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
I saw that one.
And he has a hat.
What do you mean the one you see normally?
That's like it's like the most normal costume for.
Oh, it's like a
just like a regular suit. Joker. It's a suit, yeah, it's a suit.
Different. Let me pull it up right now. They have a different suit. Because they already have two Jokers with difference that are different. So, yeah. But it's even different than that, right? Because they have that one, and then they have the Red Hood.
Yeah, like the Red Hood in the story, like he's hired by the Red Hood gang, and that's how he becomes the Joker.
He's just a normal dude. No, he's, like, just a normal criminal,
well,
right?
No, he's, like, a comedian, a failed comedian, and his family is hungry, so he goes on a crime. Like, he's trying to survive, or he's trying to help his family survive, which is, like, it's nice to, you know, like, I don't know, it makes him really human, I guess.
Yeah, but then you realize he turns into a crazy psychopath.
Yeah, so. Batman knocks him into a tank. So Batman kind of creates the Joker in Killing Joke. Well, actually, he doesn't kind of. He straight up creates it.
Yeah.
It's called Final Confrontation, Joker. Let's see if I can pull it up.
Because the two ones, the one they have like the regime Joker and like the other Joker, they look very different.
So this is the Final Confrontation Joker. So he's wearing like the purple suit and he has a green bow tie.
Okay, that's instead of like the orange and like.
Yeah. So this is like I think that's a pretty traditional Joker. Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has the white makeup and all that.
Yeah. Like, that's pretty much.
So yeah. Oh, and also the Red Sun DLC came out this week. Oh, so if you didn't pre-order at GameStop, you don't get the Star Lab missions, though.
Oh,
so that
really?
Made me feel good. That was like, it was worth it for the pre-order. But you do get the skins, which I'm a big fan of. I'm hoping they release the Batman Red Sun skin.
Yeah, I'm with the Green Lantern. I want to see those.
Green
ones.
Lantern will look really cool those as well. Ones, yeah. But they released Superman, Wonder Woman, and Solomon Grundy, who wasn't even in the comic book. But they reimagined it for some reason. It made me think I was going crazy for a little bit.
Like, they can pretty much... Why don't they just do Red Sun everybody, then? I think they should.
Yeah, they might as well. Because one of the skins is, like, Darkest Night, and they released, like, a zombie skin for everyone. And I think you had to pre-order it at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
So, that happened. So, yeah.
Isn't it impossible to get all the skins until they make them all downloadable eventually?
It will be impossible because Arrow... They had, like, an Arrow skin for the TV show.
Yeah.
And they only gave out 2,000 of those.
Okay.
So apparently that one's impossible for me to get, but one I would really appreciate it if someone didn't want theirs and like gave it to me or even sold it to me. I'll pay like a reasonable amount, but on eBay they're like $50.
Oh, not worth. That's high.
I'm not gonna pay someone crazy amount for that. And that reminds me, that brings me to my next point. I've been playing Scribblenauts Remix on my phone.
You gotta tell me about this game I've heard about it. I just don't know. I never even played it.
My first encounter with Scribblenauts was when it came out for the DS. I think it came out for the... I had a DSi a long time ago. So I'm pulling it up on my phone right now.
Yeah.
So, like, there's these puzzles, kind of, and it's like, what do you want to do to solve the puzzle? Made by Warner Brothers. They're making awesome games right now.
They are.
So Injustice came out. This is coming out. They have the Arkham series for, like, Arkham Asylum, Arkham Cities, Arkham Origins coming out, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. So this puzzle, it's like, let me go to a level. This is a level I already beat, and it's like, so I'm in like a hospital.
Yeah.
And one of the patients needs like, one of them is sick, one of them needs entertainment, and one of them needs like a doc or family.
Okay.
So you pull up your notepad and you type in like doctor. And then you just pull a doctor there, and then there's one check. And then I can type in, like, television. And then a TV appears, and she needs entertainment, so that's okay. But then the cool thing is I can type in, like, T-Rex. And it's like, do you mean T-Rex? And then I'm like, yeah. And then a T-Rex appears.
So you can just make whatever you want come up, pretty much.
So, like, I can make, like, vampires or... It's, like, amazing how many words are in here.
Yeah.
So, it's a fun game to play. I think it's, like, $1, which people are... I know a lot of people who don't pay for apps, and I used to be like that, but then I realized that the amount of entertainment I'm getting.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, just I'm a
getting,
dollar.
It's only a dollar, and I'm getting like hours worth. Like,
yeah.
This will never.
But I heard they're making a DC one, so how is that going to work? Yeah,
so the Scribblenauts Unmasked, it's for consoles.
Oh, for consoles?
It's
really?
Not for. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So there's like some insane amount of characters that are going to be in it. And if you follow Scribblenauts on Instagram, which I do, you can see like some of the previews. They have some pictures. So like the other day I saw the Cerberus. Is that how you pronounce it?
Cerberus, yeah.
It's like the three-headed dog.
Yeah.
I can only pull that up right now.
Cerberus.
Yeah. And then they also had like Green Lantern. You see Max, who's the main character of Scribblenauts. You see him doing laundry in the Wayne Manor, which is right here. And the little washing machines have the Batman logo on it. And
that's
there's like
so
a
cool.
statue of Superman on this one. And here's like the Green Lantern. So apparently this was supposed to be like 2,000 or 7,000. I don't remember the number. A very high amount. Even if it's not 7,000, it's 2,000. That's still an insane amount of characters.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
So let's see. Oh, 2,000. Sorry. So not 7,000. 2,000 characters that you can spawn.
That's pretty awesome.
That's heroes, villains, and weirdos. So you could technically type in Oracle, and the Oracle, which is Barbara Gordon in a wheelchair, she will appear, and like stuff like that. So
awesome. Can I type in like the Green Lantern and one of those guys? The Guardians.
See, it says
whatever they're called.
There's an extravagant over 130 Green Lanterns.
It's like a Green Lantern. Be more specific.
Yeah. One thing for Green Lantern will be like Hal Jordan, but then you can like, because that's the cool thing about this game, is you can get specific. So like one of them, I had to make a horror movie, and it's like put things that you think were in a horror movie.
Yeah.
So I wrote like dead person, and there's like a dead person spawns.
Yeah.
Or like you can put adjectives onto these words.
Yeah.
And I know this game is clearly meant for children because it's like to teach them how to use words.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it a lot because like, why would you not want a game where you can spawn like a flamethrower or
it looks good. Yeah.
It looks really fun. And it's just like the Lego games in my head, which are like really fun to me.
Yeah.
If you haven't played like the Lego Star Wars game or Lego, I think I mainly play Lego Star Wars, but I know there's a Lego Batman
Lego
game.
Lego Indiana Jones and stuff.
Lego Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Very fun. They're very fun games. They're innocent fun. If you have like little kids around, they're fun to play with. Like, that's not really weird. There are games you can play with kids, which is like, you can't do that with Injustice. It's very violent.
Yeah.
And Batgirl like says ass, which is like, oh, you thought you were going to kick my ass. And is really, and she's like super sexual about it. It's really weird.
Well, that's what I find. DC's doing this weird split right now where they're going one way dark and one way
very kiddie.
Back to kiddie.
Like kid friendly.
Like,
well, I think Marvel's doing the same because.
Yeah, Marvel is definitely doing the same.
Which makes sense because like Disney and all that, but
well, it makes
they have
sense
like,
because they're trying to keep their hardcore fans like all the movies and stuff, which they still make like not too overly like adult, but
they are darker, like
they
Dark
are definitely
Knight is
darker.
Very,
yeah,
is very
dark.
Dark compared to like Tim Burton Batman, and like all those really nerdy Batmans, nerdy but like geeky.
Well, because they're but they realize that they have to go in both directions because they need to get new kids to like it too,
Because,
like, if you're just showing The Dark Knight, I don't know if a kid will, like, straight off just going The Dark Knight and be like, he'd probably be scared.
Like, they have The Dark Knight, and they also have, like, Batman Brave and the Bold, which is, like, the other end of the spectrum.
Exactly.
Like,
they're
positive.
Attacking both sides at the same time.
So, as we were mentioning earlier, Arkham Origins, they have a new trailer that came out, like, 5 days ago.
Yeah, about that.
Amazing. If you watch it, it's on YouTube. It looks like a movie.
It looks really cool.
Some people don't like it because there's no gameplay footage, but
dude,
the gameplay footage, E3 is next
the
week.
Gameplay footage never meets up to...
No.
Like, I still like those videos. You don't have to not enjoy the video.
That's
because
like someone saying, like,
gameplay.
Oh, I didn't like Kingdom Hearts. There's too many cinema. Like,
yeah.
Kingdom Hearts was amazing when
it
came out.
Yeah, it was so cool.
But yeah, E3 is coming like next week, I think. And then Comic-Con is coming at the end of the summer. So, like, there's going to be plenty of gameplay footage.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to
come
worry,
out.
Just
it's coming
wait.
Out.
This is just, like, a precursor. Like, people want everything, like, right away. But, like they released a teaser for that video, like, a day or two before they released the trailer. So, they're
so,
just
it makes
getting
sense.
Stuff out there slowly.
So, in the trailer, you see Deathstroke and Batman fighting.
Yes.
Amazing.
Such a good fight.
And then you see Deadshot, who people are like, who's this guy? He's a bounty hunter. He's like a hitman that someone hires him to kill Batman in like a long time ago.
Yeah, and he's like sniping him in the trailer.
Yeah. And he has like a robotic eye thing. He's like half bionic. And then you also see Black Skull, who some people might know. He was in the Red Hood movie, on animated series.
Yeah.
But I like Black Skull because one of my friends texted me, because I guess I'm the guy now. They're like, oh, who is this person?
Good.
And I'm like,
you got the info.
And I'm like, oh, let me look it up, because I wasn't too sure. And I'm also that person who'll look it up.
Yeah, me too. I feel like I should know more, but then I'm like, wait,
you think
I don't know the complete backstory.
Yeah, you think person. I would have done better in school because I would have like been awesome at book reports and stuff, but I didn't care that much about school.
Yeah.
So Black Skull was apparently his parents were friends of the Waynes, and he was dropped as a baby and neglected.
Whoa.
So he kind of didn't have parents just like Bruce Wayne, but he was like neglected, and like his parents were very fake, and they're only friends with like the Waynes because
they're rich
to make it look like they were like in the higher class and everything.
Yeah.
And then like his family had like a makeup company and he inherited it, and then they were doing really poorly, so he like rushed a product to market and ended up killing a bunch of people. So he went, and then Bruce Wayne was like, oh, I'll buy your company, like, to save you, to help you out.
Yeah. Because
Bruce is a good guy.
Of course, yeah.
So then, like, pretty much at the end of the story, he was one of Batman's, like, enemies. He was a big enemy. And I think he came out in, like, the 80s.
Does he actually have, like, a messed up face?
Yeah, because the makeup screwed up his face.
Oh, his, the product that he...
Oh, no.
Or is that a different thing?
He was so angry at his parents that he exhumed the graves and broke
Whoa.
In the coffins, and he made a mask out of his dad's
Whoa.
Coffin, which was made out of ebony.
Whoa.
Very crazy.
That's, man.
So it's like a mask.
Yeah, I didn't know his backstory.
So yeah, he looks like he's the main bad guy. And if you pre-order Batman Arkham Origins, I think on Amazon for sure, I don't know about anywhere else, but you get to play as Deathstroke. And Deathstroke is one of my new favorite characters because of Injustice. He's really cool in Injustice. I haven't played Arkham City yet, so I'm going to do that. But
with these, like, Arkham... Are these, like, in a set story? Because I haven't played any of them.
Yeah, but... so, like, the first one is Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
And then it goes Arkham City, and then this is a prequel.
This is a prequel, okay.
So then, like, Arkham Asylum is really cool. It's, like, all about Joker, and you go through Arkham Asylum, and you see all these enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like Splinter Cell. Do you remember that game?
Yeah,
where you're, like, a
yeah.
spy, and you have to be careful.
Yeah.
It's like that, but it's also Batman.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
like... You can sneak
Batman's
around.
Style, yeah.
You can sneak around and like be stealthy and use your batarang.
That's pretty much what Batman
and, like,
does.
Knock lights out and stuff.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Then you have like you can turn on your night vision and kill them,
yeah.
or you can just like go in and kill them. Like
yeah, go right at
stuff
him.
Like yeah, you can. So you can play the game in multiple
different
ways.
Yeah.
And both of the previous games have been Game of the Year.
Okay.
So
jeez,
it's a pretty big act to follow. But I am sure Warner Brothers will not disappoint us.
Yeah,
I know there's a new, it's like a new, whatchamacallit, new developer for this game.
Okay.
It's a different developer than the
yeah.
last two. But no, I have faith. After like that trailer, how can you not?
Yeah,
it looks pretty
so awesome.
Awesome.
I mean, it looks like it's going to be good.
Yeah, that trailer came out. And then I saw a new game that was coming out. Let me pull that up. I forgot what it was called, but it's like a free running game. It's but it has zombies.
Are these like fast zombies?
No. Let me see. Oh my god, what was it?
What?
Oh, Dying Light. Also a Warner Brothers game.
Man, a lot of Warner Brothers games.
But look at this game.
Out.
It looks beautiful. It's gonna be on the Xbox One and the PC.
It's like a first person zombie running game.
First person running game.
Wait, are you a person or there's zombies?
You're
in
a person and there's zombies.
Oh, I assumed you were a zombie for some reason.
That'd be really weird.
It's like, why are you a zombie running around?
But, like, it looks pretty amazing. We're not sure if this is gameplay footage, but it's supposed to be on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One and PC. Not on the Wii U because, obviously.
There's nothing on the Wii U. That's
yeah,
like,
because a
that's
lot of developers. I heard a lot, like, EA is stepping away from Wii U. A
I
lot
would
of developers
too.
Are stepping away
if
from
they're
the
They're making, like, their awesome game. Look terrible.
Yeah,
like they try to do like Madden for the Wii U or Wii or anything like that.
I actually thought about buying a Wii U a few days ago. It was like $200.
Yeah, no, I mean there's actual games for that are good, but they're not going to be the same.
Promising though, because I everyone I know that I don't know anyone that has it, but everyone I've heard about that has it which I like, because I listen to a lot of podcasts, and some of them are like, oh yeah, like we have it and we bought Mario and then that's it.
Well, that's the thing. The and only like, reason I would have that is for Mario. The only thing that keeps Nintendo okay in my mind is Mario is, like, and everything. Developers. Yeah. It's but everything else I don't trust from them.
That's kind of weird to me. Like, if EA came out with a console, I would definitely not buy it.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, oh, you know what? Like, that's really, like, screwed up. Like, forget them. Like,
yeah.
Who do they think they are that they can release their own console? Like, that's what Nintendo's doing to me, I think.
Yeah, that is what they're doing, though.
Like, there's no, in my opinion, there's no reason, especially because next-gen consoles are so close. Xbox One is coming out. They got announced that. I guess we'll just talk about that right now. Let's transition Xbox into One. That. Xbox One got announced this week, I think on the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of mixed. I have mixed feelings about it.
Well, what they're trying to do with these new systems is pretty much make them even, like, well, they've kind of been doing it with 360 and mm-hmm. PS3. They've been making them entertainment systems where they're not even caring about gameplay as much. They're like, oh, it's a Blu-ray player.
Well, it has gameplay. Like, it's not like they're neglecting gameplay completely, but
I'm just saying
it also does other things. Like,
yeah.
This isn't your NES anymore where you just play games on it. This is... It's like, oh, I'm playing a game and I don't want to play this game anymore. Xbox, I want to watch Netflix. And you can like talk to that and you can, and it'll be like, well, let's go play Netflix. What do you want to watch, Master? Like, it's like that kind of stuff. Like, it doesn't do that, obviously.
But Master, like, you can make it, it's like Siri. It's like Siri. Tell it to say what I want.
I would definitely buy the new
Xbox.
Why
wouldn't they put Siri on it? I know they don't have.
Apple has it.
I don't care. Somebody else can make that. Are they the only ones who can make it?
But now you can watch TV through your, like, you connect your cable box to it.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Can watch your TV. That is insane. And you can do, like, picture-in-picture and stuff.
I'm saying it's awesome and it's good they're integrating this stuff, but I feel like by focusing on other stuff, you're neglecting gameplay. You're inevitably in.
But the one thing, okay, so you think they're neglecting gameplay.
I do.
But one of their promises is no load times.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but it's not going to, how's it going to improve gameplay? Okay, it's faster.
No load times.
It's faster.
And you can, like, switch. When you buy a game, it installs it onto your console. All updates and everything happen when you're not playing. So, like, you don't have to turn on your Xbox and update it.
This just sounds to me, though, like, I remember when old systems came out, when they jumped from, like, N64 to, like, GameCube. Well, I don't want to go Nintendo route, but, like, when they go from, like, PS1 to PS2, it's a huge jump.
Yeah.
Now I feel like... I mean, everything's... It's like improving a computer. Yeah, it's a lot better. It's faster. Everything's better.
It's easier to develop
for. But you're not really, like...
It has a new Kinect.
I don't know how you would do it where you, like, blow my mind of...
Okay, well, this new Kinect...
What you're trying to do. Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. It has an HD camera.
Yeah.
You can use it to Skype with your friends, which I think you can do on your current one, but it's not as good of a camera.
They're just making it more like a computer, then.
Yeah, pretty much you can switch games out. Like, so you install this game. Say you install all your games on it.
Yeah,
and like you're like, I'm playing Injustice, but you can't do that because it's not backwards compatible. So you're like, I'm playing Dying Light.
That's the other thing.
So you're like, I'm playing Dying Light, and then you're like, I don't want to play this anymore. I want to play then like this other game that you have also.
Yeah.
You don't have to put a new game in your console.
Yeah,
it's already on your.
Well,
system.
That's what I'm saying. It's an upgraded system, but in a different sense to me. In the sense like, that it's an upgraded entertainment system.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's feel like. I mean, I don't know anything. Like, the games could be improved, but...
Yeah, the games obviously are going to look better and everything, but...
Oh, of course, yeah.
But, yeah, it does have Blu-ray, and it does...
I mean, I like all that... I definitely like all that stuff, and that it's convenient and everything.
But then there's also...
The upgrades used to be crazy.
Yeah.
Compared to what...
The only problem that I see with it is... Oh, wow, that's a cool story. So the only bad thing I found about it is... I bought a game, I can't let you borrow it anymore.
Oh, really? Like,
Once it's on my system. Apparently, like, they're going back and forth, like, depending on who
they
interview.
They're trying not to get, like, pirated stuff? Is that what
they're
trying to avoid?
They're trying to attack, like, pre-owned games. Or, I mean, yeah, pretty much pre-owned games. So, like, I could sell you the game, and then, like, the developers get a cut of it.
Yeah.
So even if you were to take it to GameStop, they're supposed to have a system in place where... They like put in how much they sell it for or whatever, and then like the developers get a cut.
Oh, okay.
So like I respect that, but I don't know how to feel. Like,
yeah, that's really weird.
But then like I know some people. I'm not a big fan of like letting my friends borrow games. I just don't do it.
Me either. I mean, I don't find I'm in that situation.
I'm never
many
in
times.
That situation. And if I am, then, like, I never see that game again. Because that's when I stopped doing it. Because I let a certain old friend, who I don't talk to anymore, borrow some of my games. And he ended up having it longer than I did.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was just like... And he invited me to his house to play the game. I was just like, this is stupid.
Yeah, see, I don't think I've really done that much. But I'm saying I would still like the option to say, hey, I don't like, I'm done with this game. I probably won't play it. Mm-hmm. I want to give it to my friend, and you can't play it. We have to go through GameStop.
He pretty much has to buy it off you.
Yeah, I don't.
So, like, when you put in someone else's game.
Do you have to go through a third party?
No, you have to do it through Microsoft. You have to pay for another license for the game.
Oh, my God.
And so, like, say the game came out that week, you have to still pay another $60 to play the game. But then you have it as well. You're pretty much buying a game. You can't ever borrow the game. The disc is useless. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the cool...
It makes sense, but...
I find
that situation rare for myself.
Yeah, exactly.
But
we're also in, like, Orange County and all that. Who knows what, like, these people are thinking and the rest of them.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
But my mentality is, if I don't have to go to the store and I can buy a game for $60 or maybe lower...
Is this
now
you download these games now? You don't even need
that? That's what I'm thinking. If I could download the game day of release...
I like that.
I'll be happy.
I like that a lot better, too.
But then I pretty much have a computer. I'm playing games on a computer,
Yeah, that's what it is, computer with a controller.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it looks like it's trying to be, though.
And
computer,
then the new controllers...
Entertainment system, like
the new
DVD
controllers
player,
have
Blu-ray.
Special vibrations just in the triggers, which I heard is really cool.
Okay, that's cool.
Let's see.
Yeah, it's upgraded controllers, too, so, I mean, a little bit, I mean...
Not really.
Xbox,
if you look at it, the Xbox controller looks just the same.
Yeah,
and the PlayStation controller looks very similar, except it has like a touch panel or something on it, I think.
That's what they've done the last couple ones, though. They've been pretty similar.
Yeah, so I guess we'll see how it is, but...
But what's like the ridiculous price they're trying to do now?
They didn't announce anything.
Yeah, it's going to be... I mean, if the PS3 is coming out for $600...
Yeah.
And like, if they're going to be that high, I don't know. I mean... That's,
and it's
that,
not
that,
backwards compatible. Like,
yeah. Well, the thing is that is worth it, which is why I think they're trying to push the entertainment system is, I'm willing to pay more for, like, a Blu-ray player and all that stuff and, like, calling it a computer in my head because it can do all those things.
Yeah.
I'm willing to pay more for that.
And I think it even has, like a decent version of Windows 8 built onto it. So it is a computer. You can do browse the internet.
Yeah,
you can do...
That's what I'm saying. Like, with all those things, I'm willing to pay more than if I say, oh... In my mind, it's just a video game system.
Yeah.
I'm only going to pay a certain amount for that.
It also has, like, my cable box and everything. Like, everything's all in one thing.
Yeah. So,
like,
it's convenient, a lot more
it's
convenient.
It's one box that I have to have in my house.
Yeah,
so Xbox Live accounts now work for your full family. Like, you buy one, and it's good for, like, three people or whatever. Instead of having to buy, like, three accounts.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. I'm down with that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Because, like... I'm in a family of gamers, so, like, me, my sister, and my brother-in-law play a lot of video games. So, it saves us a little money, I think.
But when are those supposed to be coming out? Next year?
No, the end of this year. Which
that
is weird
so
because, like,
to me.
Grand Theft Auto comes out this year, Arkham Origins comes October, but that's a current-gen system.
Yeah.
Like, these games are current-gen systems, and there's a next-gen console coming out.
Yeah, that's
which I mean,
strange. Well, they didn't release games yet, did they?
No, they haven't. I think like Madden 25 is supposed to come out on Xbox One.
Okay,
but
it's also going to come out on the other consoles.
Yeah,
I assume.
It's going to come out, which EA does notoriously like all the time.
Yeah,
but I forgot what website released a list, but there's a list of when new console games came out, or when new consoles came out, what games came out for the previous gen consoles that were really good.
Yeah.
And there's some big games that came out, like, around that time. So it's not, like, a total loss. But I think the only difference is this is the first time in my memory that the console wasn't backwards compatible.
Yeah.
So that kind of screws it up.
Well, no, actually, PS3, I don't think is backwards.
PS3, when it first came out, it was.
Okay, I got the newer one.
Mine is backwards compatible with some games,
okay.
Yours isn't.
Yeah, it's not cool because I actually tried to play one of my older games.
You put it in there. What did it
do?
I
was just like...
I just said, like, this game's not valid.
I don't even remember what happened because it was, like, a month ago.
Huh.
But it definitely didn't work.
But the cool thing is you can buy old games for it. Like, you can buy PlayStation games for your PS3.
Yeah,
on the PlayStation Store.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that's pretty... I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I like if you can buy older games. Like, sure, you might have to buy them again, but I like the option, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I want the option of being able to play old games, because yeah. there's some really good old games.
Yeah.
That I might want to play again.
Like, I'm
that's why I sell my old systems now, because yeah. I know...
Because you know you're like there's no. Point
I know
of
I'm
going to
want to play Super Nintendo again.
A, you're going to get $0 for
oh,
it.
Oh yeah,
unless you have like something weird.
Yeah, but even if it's something weird, they like I you see how much they're charging for these old games, like,
which is like shocking. Like
yeah.
we went to the store like a few months ago,
yeah.
and one of my favorite games was on sale for Super Nintendo, and it was like Kirby. I think it's like Kirby Superstar.
Yeah, Kirby Superstar.
Is that what it's called?
I think that's.
And
it.
It's like 8 games in one. It's all the old Kirby
yeah.
games.
Yeah,
and we spent. That's pretty much like me and Michael's childhood.
Yeah,
as our that's our friendship
so
is based
awesome.
On like Kirby.
Kirby.
So like, because
there's only so many games like in Super Nintendo that
yeah.
you had two characters that you
and it's like a co-op
simultaneous
game.
Play.
This is like before
like
sure there was like Sonic and Tails.
Yeah, that was another one. Yeah.
That's another co-op game, but like co-op games are kind of we played Double Dragons a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, there were a lot of those
Kong,
fighting.
But, like, I feel like a lot of co-op games came out with PS2, like, that generation, like, PS2,
well,
Xbox.
Well, yeah, that too. But
that was, like, when it was more common for co-op.
But I feel like even in Donkey Kong, you're not really playing at the same
no,
time. Because it's like, you switch off because
yeah.
when a guy dies, you're playing. Same with, like, a little bit different, but kind of the same with, like, Mario. Where
yeah, it's
one's
like
Mario,
turn-based.
One's Luigi at different turns. But this was a different game because you're playing at the same time.
And, like, I could spawn, like... If one died, like,
yeah,
I can go on and then
spawn like
you
the,
back.
Which is kind of like Sonic Tails thing.
Yeah.
Except Sonic's more dominant, I think,
yeah.
in
like,
Sonic.
You're only, added, you're only advantageous because Tails can fly and carry Sonic.
Yeah, that's pretty much you could cheat through that game by
yeah.
having Tails fly him across. I've done that a couple of times just because I wanted to get through it.
Yeah.
And just fly him across the map.
But yeah, that game was $60. $60 for a Super Nintendo game in 2013.
Like, it probably wasn't even that price when it came out. Like...
Actually, those cartridge games were like really
okay,
expensive.
Okay, it was probably like the same price then,
yeah.
or like around the
and
same.
And this game wasn't in box.
Yeah.
I have my box still.
Yeah.
It wasn't with the manual. It was a plain game. Like, that's ridiculous.
Like, and how much money do you think someone got for turning that in? They probably got like $5,
five
maybe.
$5.
Like,
and that person's just like, good, now I can buy some heroin.
Exactly.
Because like, that's the only reason people should be
why
selling
else would
their,
you
like,
yeah, why would you sell an NES game or SNES game for like $10? Like...
No one needs money that bad,
like,
I don't think.
Yeah, that's...
That's just disappointing.
I mean, that's pretty desperate if
yeah.
you need that kind of money.
But still, we find used games at, like, stores, like GameStop and...
Yeah, they still have them out there. Like.
Yeah. So that brings us to our... That reminds me of my next topic. So you can... Maybe people are selling their games. Let's see if I can do this segue.
Oh,
maybe
yeah,
people
yeah.
are selling these
so
games
let's
for $5. See. So, like, they sell a bunch of them, and then they can buy some...
They can use that $5
to buy some clothes or something.
There you go.
So I was
that worked.
I was on the internet the other day and I found this cool website called WeLoveFine.com. I think that's I don't. Let me check. This is such a professional podcast. Yeah, it's called WeLoveFine.com, and they have a lot of cool T-shirts. Like, imagine I don't know what to even compare this to. It's kind of like a Threadless where people submit, they have like contests and people submit the designs for like these brands, like not brands, but like franchises. Is that the right word I'm looking for?
Franchise.
Like Power Rangers, and they have like My Little Pony. And
I don't
they
think
have
franchise
like
is the right word.
Marvel and stuff. It's... Bravest Warriors. Star Wars. Gravity Falls is one of them.
Yes, it is.
So I was looking through those shirts and I realized I would soon be poor. If I decided, like, look at this Boba Fett shirt. Like,
yeah, they got way too many awesome things on here.
This Boba Fett shirt is awesome. Wow, Michael.
So unprofessional.
I know, we're on a podcast, man. So, look, there's, like, the Millennium Falcon, and then there's, like, a flag that's, like, this antenna thing. And there's Han Solo frozen in carbonite.
That's so awesome. I didn't even see those other things on that shirt.
It says, no place to hide. I can't read the rest of this, but yeah, it's only on this website, and it's
that's
so
pretty
cool.
Awesome shirt. I just saw the big picture, and then I
and
went
you're like, oh, it's a helmet. Like, that's really plain. I've seen that shirt all the time. No, you haven't. They have some Iron Man shirts. They have some X-Men shirts. But yeah, they have Gravity Falls merchandise. And I was like, I like Gravity Falls. I was actually going to buy one of the Dipper hats on Etsy. And I don't wear Tucker hats ever. But it is a top seller on this website. And it's like embroidered. It looks just like Dipper's hat. And they have one with the gnome from the first episode puking a rainbow.
Gotta get that one.
That one's really cool. They have a bunch of... They have Grunkle Stan. They have one shirt that says, "Trust me, I'm mature for my age." They have one, which would be very good for our friend. It says, "The future is in the past." And it's... She's riding the dolphin with the fists that's shooting out rainbows. Pretty much, if you haven't seen the show, what's wrong with you?
You have to have seen it by now.
Yeah, we've been only been talking about it for like six episodes. Six weeks. That's a month and a half you've had to watch this show.
Had time. Can at least find a trailer or something.
And then they have one which is the memes of the like with the pig.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So it's pretty funny. I'm gonna buy a bunch of these. I'll talk to these people. Maybe they can send us some free shirts and we'll give them out to people, some of our listeners. If they comment and interacted with us, we'll be able to give it to them. But,
They're lost.
Yeah, they're lost. More shirts for me. They have like a bunch of cool stuff. They have Adventure Time. They actually have the Adventure Time onesie, which is like the Finn and Jake onesies, which are really cool. I have one. I have my Finn one, which I got from a friend. And yeah, check them out. They're not sponsoring us or anything, but I mean, we want our listeners to look cool.
When we see good products, we're just gonna shout it out.
I'll just shout it out. Like, you gotta real recognize real.
Yeah,
as they say,
see the awesome stuff. You gotta spread the wealth. Spread it.
Yeah, because normally, actually, I never do this too. Because for the longest time, I don't like telling people where I find things. Like,
yeah.
If someone's like,
so you can.
Because then I'm like, oh, it's my thing.
Where'd you
get
that? Oh. You're not going
to
be able to find it.
Oh, I just found it.
Trying to find it, yeah.
But, like, this is something I think is really cool.
Well, there's so many different things that it's like...
Yeah, like, I'm not going to buy all these shirts.
If they get the same one as you, you'll be like... Then you'll probably
feel
bad.
Then I know, like... No, I don't think I'll feel bad, because then I'll be like, this person's my friend. Like, I can make friends with this person.
It's a good thing, but what if you, like, have to be wearing the same shirt at the same time?
That'd be very strange.
That'd be weird.
Actually, I think I'd probably talk to that person and be like, hey, I have a podcast.
Well, no, if it was a different person, I'm saying if it's like a friend you know that you told this about, and then you're like, and then you just randomly, you're hanging out together and you're wearing the same thing.
Oh, then it's weird.
I think it'd be like,
then
what?
That's very weird. But yeah, check it out. Maybe buy some shirts. And then if they ask you where you've heard about it, drop us, like, drop our name. These shirts are so cool.
Mystery Shack.
The Mystery Shack shirt, and it talks about all this stuff. No refunds. That's so funny. I wish I had a shirt that said, "Why you acting so cray cray?"
How do they not have that shirt?
Grunkle Stan, why you acting so cray cray?
I think that's too new an episode. Maybe.
What do you mean acting so cray cray?
Wait, what episode was that from?
That was like a pretty old episode.
No, that wasn't a new episode.
It wasn't a new episode. Speaking of new episodes, I still don't know when their new episode's going to come.
I thought it was. You told me like Friday. Is that what you said?
No, I thought I was. That it normally airs on Fridays.
Oh, I thought you said it was coming out.
I'm going to move this a little
yesterday,
bit.
So I was like, and I then tracked. I realized I did not find it there. So it's like, I can't watch it because it's not there. But I kind of want to find out when it's coming up, because I'm just waiting and waiting. And you've been saying this episode is going to come out for like 3 weeks now. It just hasn't come out. To be determined.
June 28th, 2013.
Okay. Oh, man, that's a long time from now.
It's a long time from
now. We got a month, guys.
But you know what you can do in that month? We can watch movies. We can...
And you guys can catch up on Gravity Falls. You got plenty of time. You got a month.
Yeah. You have a month to catch up on.
Got a month.
17 episodes. So you can
That's
ration
very
that
doable.
Out. That's like one episode every 2 days.
Doable.
And
they're
20, I will be shocked.
22-minute episodes?
I will be shocked if you have that much control to do one episode every 2 days.
Yeah. You'll probably like get it out in like three, like a weekend. Like this coming weekend. This
yeah, it's
Memorial
a long weekend.
Day weekend.
Memorial
yeah.
Day weekend if you're listening to this episode very like...
On
as soon as it comes out,
they're waiting for us to upload it this afternoon. They're like sitting,
yeah.
They're waiting.
If you do that, like let us know. It'll make me feel very good.
It's good to know here. And then you must have been pissed last week when we came out later, and you were wait a second, why did they come out so late?
Because honestly, we don't have like a time for these things. Our schedule is just like, oh, we'll record on Saturday and we'll upload it the same day. But if you want some time, if you're like, oh, I want it up at like noon every day. we'll or take, every yeah, Saturday.
Take then, requests.
Then we'll do it for you if you like are that adamant about it. Just
yeah,
if I like, don't think anyone's that crazy need, about it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone needs us but to accommodate them.
Maybe one day, who knows? Maybe someone's like, I work every Saturday at 1:00. I think an hour of hearing you talk will make me feel better.
Yeah, they need it by 1:00 so they can start work with the podcast.
Yeah. Just let us know.
Yeah.
Reach out to us. You have us on Twitter at Destiny Pizzas. I should check at the Twitter name at Destiny Pizza. Maybe that has a bunch of followers. And
yeah, people. They're like, oh, we're trying to find you.
Probably
we
not. Found
Destiny Pizza.
Probably not.
But we're the plural. We're the one with the S.
Yeah, because I bought that domain name and I couldn't buy the original. I will try to buy the original. Or maybe, oh, I shouldn't have said that.
I'm thinking I'm just going with Destiny Pizzas.
Yeah.
I'm
fine with that. Multiple ones.
It's more than one. I mean, we're not going to
When's
just,
the last time
we're
you
not
bought,
limit ourselves?
When's the last time you bought one pizza?
Who's doing that?
You always, if it's always buy one, get one for a deal.
Exactly.
You're so, getting
it. You buy one, that's like, you can eat that yourself. That's it.
Leftovers.
So, you need to share.
You get leftovers. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all. You can never have enough leftover pizza. So.
Cold pizza, my favorite breakfast.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. But
you're not a big fan? Oh, my
God. Not
gosh.
A big fan.
Where are we? Oh, yeah. So, yeah, go check them out. We're still looking for advertisers on here. And I think I said, what, $30 for 5 minutes? And I realize that's a very cheap price. So we get to decide where we place it in the commercial
yeah.
or in the episode. So if you want one in the beginning, that's obviously going to cost a little bit more. But yeah, check it out. Like if you want, I don't know. Another cool thing I saw that was for sale. Maybe if you're selling your video games, something else you're like interested in buying is Toys R Us has recently, it was the 20th anniversary of Power Rangers, the original season.
Yeah.
Makes so me feel awesome. Very old, kind of.
I know.
But I'm not because I was like, I guess I'm watching Power Rangers when I was a kid, like very young.
I mean, it makes sense, but still in my mind, it's just like, whoa.
So they released the Megazord a while back, $60, and you get the original Megazord from season 1 and 2, I think. The original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Like the dinosaur ones.
Yeah, no ninjas. Yeah. No.
No alien.
No weird
no
animals.
Space,
no sailors, I think that's one. Like
sailors,
pirates. I think they're pirates.
Probably pirates, ninjas.
No space.
Samurais,
no
maybe.
Astronauts.
I think samurais.
Yeah,
samurais
is one of them. The original.
I just blowing my mind. You remember that crossover episode with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was very cool.
I mean, it was way later. It was like different Power Rangers wasn't the original, but I just remember that. It came to my mind.
But yeah, they released that toy, and then I saw a few weeks, or I think it was last week, but I didn't bring it up, was the Morpher. The 20th anniversary Power Rangers Morpher came out. $60 on Toys R Us. But it plays the sounds, it expands, and it makes, you know, like, flashes and stuff. So I think I might buy that.
Then you can reenact and say it's Morphin time. And then
yeah.
If it doesn't turn you into one, then false advertising.
Yeah. Return it.
It's like, didn't work.
Return it and then buy it back because it's an open box.
Oh.
That's a little scam. Someone taught me a long time ago. Hmm. Don't do that. Like, that's rude.
It's not
it's
cool.
It's just like, don't be a dick. but yeah, like, that looks so cool. I want to buy one. It's like, it's pretty big. But yeah, I want to buy one so bad.
Yeah,
but it doesn't have the Green Ranger coin, which I...
Ah, maybe they're going to come with that later. Because that wasn't the first couple seasons. What?
That was like the end of the first season.
End
I think it's like
first.
The last
okay.
two episodes of the first season. Don't quote me on that. It's been a long time. I have never rewatched the Power Rangers.
Well, we did. We did that one time. Like,
we watched
last
like a few
year
episodes.
Or 2 years? How
yeah,
long
like,
was that?
I think
last
it was
summer?
Like 2 years ago.
2 years ago, maybe.
We watched like a few episodes.
We watched the green one. We watched when he turned to the white one.
Yeah.
We watched like the two green ones where he was evil. Well, he was evil in the beginning.
Yeah.
But then he went back to being evil again.
So, but we only watched, we didn't like watch the whole show again.
No, no. Well, because what is it? 70 episodes in one season? What'd you say?
It was like insane amount of episodes.
It was
a very long show. It's on Netflix, I think, still. So if you want to watch it, go for it. But I'm not going to do that. Because
no, that's a lot of work.
I have more shows to watch.
Like, yeah, there's other stuff. You got
to
catch up.
I need to get into Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I need to get into
a lot of current shows.
I need to catch up on Mad Men. Like, this sounds like such first world problems. Let's see how many. It doesn't say, right? Oh, 60 episodes.
Total. That's the first 60 season.
60 episodes in season 1.
Yeah, 60. Who has 60 episodes in one season? That doesn't even make sense.
It's because I think they were just like showing it every. It was a show that was on
five. Oh, days yeah, a week. 5 days a week. That's what it was.
Man, the good old days. Could you imagine if there was another show like that?
Oh my gosh! If I saw any of the shows I watch right now 5 days a week,
that would go crazy.
I don't even know if I could do that.
Like the only shows I do that with are like the ones that are on syndication, and it's like How I Met Your Mother, and it's UGN or WGN or something, and they show like two episodes a day.
Yeah.
And that's only if I didn't go to work or something that day.
Yeah, it makes sense if. Or if I'm, like, watching something new, like a whole season of something.
Yeah.
But if it was actually, like, new
every day. I'd blow my mind.
I feel like they did that for a lot of shows.
I think soap operas are like that, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
No, I don't watch those.
I'm pretty sure. I don't watch those either, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. That's crazy. But, yeah, that Morpher, check it out. It's online. Maybe you should buy one and eBay it if you're so desperate for money and you sold your video games. Like, if you're trying to make money and try to do that hustle. Yeah. There's ways to do the hustle. Hmm. This is Destiny Pizza's new hustling podcast.
That's how you hustle. We'll give you tips.
We'll give you tips on what to hustle. So you were telling me there's some news about X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yeah, this got me really fired up, kind of like in a negative way this week. Because apparently in X-Men Days of Future Past now, they're putting Quicksilver in the movie.
That's very strange.
Because he's like Magneto's son and he's a mutant.
Makes sense.
It makes sense. But I'm just saying, I don't know if they were playing this all along, but it's just, it came, like, 2 weeks after the announcement that Joss Whedon was going to use Quicksilver in the Avengers 2 movie.
Yeah.
So I think they're just trying to, like, kick him in the balls or something and be like, we're going to use him first, and then it's going to be worse because of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just don't like, I mean, I understand that different studios own the different rights to different mm-hmm. characters. But they're like, I mean, I wish in the perfect world, like, everybody would own the right, like, Spider-Man and
X-Men. It'd all be like public domain.
One studio can make all of it. But, like, and now, like, it's coming out this week that Sony's like, we're never going to let go of Spider-Man rights or something. So, but
we'll see how long that lasts.
I mean, the chance the fact that Disney holds Marvel is really good because I feel like they can outbid, if they're going to pay $4 billion for Star Wars. Might throw like $1 billion for Spider-Man. Who knows? Yeah, who knows? Like, who knows what's gonna happen?
Like, they're like, oh, you know what? We were really disappointed that Iron Patriot wasn't Norman Osborn.
Exactly.
So let's throw another billion. Especially after Iron Man 3 made $1 billion internationally.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Like, eventually when they reboot all this stuff, they're gonna be like, okay, we want Spider-Man now. Mm-hmm. So let's see it. But like, just I know they're in the Avengers 2, they wouldn't be able to use Quicksilver, say he's a mutant or anything, or do any of that. But it's just like. It's weird that they're going to put them in both, and then I don't know, like, I don't know how it's going to work.
I don't know.
They're just going to have to make it work, I guess, but it's just, like, they're being little brats, because, like, Marvel's getting all this attention, so now, like, they want X-Men to be as big as Marvel is,
which... Yeah, it's not
going to
happen.
Which isn't, that's not the way it's going, so... They're trying to, like, take all their ideas and be like, oh, if we put it out first, we're...
I mean, the X-Men... Like, don't get me wrong. The X-Men franchise is a decent franchise,
I like it.
It's like...
I mean...
It has its... It's a hit and miss. Like, X-Men Origins, Wolverine was, like, terrible.
Like, I really like 1 and 2.
3 was terrible.
Yeah.
2 was questionable for me.
I like X-Men First Class.
That was really good. I've seen that movie, like, so many times.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it a lot. Like, I mean, they have really good characters. It's just, like, it throws me off when
sometimes they overload it, I think.
Yeah, sometimes they just try to put everything they can instead of, well, that's what they're doing for this movie, though.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of scared of.
Yeah.
Because they're just trying to mash everybody, and it's like, not only everybody, but we're going to have two of people because it's time travel or whatever they're doing. They're going to have two Professor X's and two, like, and, like, every single person is going to be in this movie. So I don't know how it's going to work.
It's pretty much like a giant reunion.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is.
They had like a contract with everyone had to be in like at least two movies. So they're like, oh, like this is an easy way to fix our contract problem.
That's kind of what they're doing. I mean, the idea sounds cool. We'll find out the execution when it actually comes out. But I was also thinking, like, what two heroes from the comic book world would you want to mash up in a movie if like rights had nothing to do with it? If universe control had nothing to do with it, like Marvel, DC, doesn't matter. If you could throw any two characters into it and you want to see in a live action movie, who would those people be?
Two characters? Because kind of more than two.
Or would you just list like what would be good people you'd want to see? Like, because none of this stuff is going to happen because, well, unless they're from the same universe or something where it could happen, but like a lot of stuff can only happen when you have the rights to it all and everything.
I have one for, it's kind of obvious.
Yeah.
One of my favorite characters, if you can't tell already, is Dr. Doom. If you were to see like the room that we record in every day, there's like six Dr. Dooms in here.
Yeah, well, I think they're everywhere.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Only five.
It's probably other Dr. Doom Easter eggs I don't even know about in here.
Probably. That's. I'm going to up it more. Yeah. I'm going to buy like the full suit
that
one day.
That seems low for you, actually.
Yeah. So
they're all next to each other, too.
No, there's two right there. Oh, there's one right on that cup, so six.
Okay, there are six in here. Okay.
And then I have the drawing that I got that's done. A good amount, yeah. And then I have, there's one, there's two up there on that frame.
Yeah, there's a lot.
So, and then after I buy this comic, there's going to be another one.
Oh, yeah.
So, there was an issue that came out that I'm going to buy, hopefully today, actually. I might go to the store and buy it today. Mm-hmm. At my local comic store, they have this Treasury issue, which is, if you don't know Treasury issues, they're much bigger than normal comic book size.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Superman and Spider-Man. It was a Marvel and DC crossover event where Superman and Spider-Man fought Dr. Doom and the Parasite. So I would like to see that as a
movie.
That'd
be awesome.
Yeah, and I think it was like one of the, it was a sequel, but I'm a big Dr. Doom fan. So anytime I can watch a movie with Dr. Doom in it, oh, I would like a movie where it was a what if comic. And yeah. It was what if. It was called Demon in an Armor, and it was Dr. Doom and Iron Man, and
oh,
they switched.
Yeah.
I finally read it.
Oh, did
I
you?
I would love that.
Was it good?
It was really good.
That would be awesome to see. That would be really cool to see.
That would be really cool. What else would be really cool? Speeding Bullets would be really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's Superman crash lands in Gotham, and he gets adopted by the Waynes, and he'd become Batman, like a super Batman. That'd be really cool, too.
Yeah.
What about you? What do you think?
I'd also like to see that Red Sun as a movie.
Red Sun would be really cool as a movie.
But also, I just want, which I believe will happen eventually, is the just Batman and Superman in the same movie.
Like World's Finest.
I really think Batman and Superman will be in the same movie sooner than later.
Well, yeah, it has to happen at least with Justice League.
Yeah. But that's, I just want that. Just give me that. That's realistic.
Just standing by.
It's not asking for much. Yeah, just, I mean, the fact that it hasn't happened, like, seems really strange to me because they're trying to, like, milk all the money they can out of Superman and
especially after
Batman.
Like, Dark Knight happened and all that.
Yeah, so I'm just really surprised it hasn't happened. Like, it seems hard to do, actually, because I don't know because it's easy to do it in, like, a comic.
Yeah.
And it's easy to do it in cartoons where they can look like they're fighting right and stuff, but I mean, it seems difficult, so that's probably why they haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
But they're going to do it eventually, and hopefully it turns out okay. But that's all I want.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It does look cool.
I found, like, this random link. Oh, there's a Dr. Doom art, too. Huh. So I found this random link on eBay that came up in my search results, and it was, like, all these posters.
Is that, like, the panels of the comic or something?
No.
Is this just random?
I think it's just random.
Huh. Those are pretty cool.
These are pretty cool. Huh. So, I think that would look really good. What else can I think of? I think that's, I would really just like Red Sun. It would be it would be very hard for people to watch
it.
It
would be very hard.
People wouldn't understand it, I think.
They wouldn't, yeah. Like, the thing is, you have to get these.
It's like such a small audience.
Ideas. I would take an animated Red Sun. I'll lower my bar.
They have the motion comic, which is like,
that's
if you want to lower your bar a little bit more.
No, that's too far. That's too far.
But yeah.
My bar is animated movie.
Maybe like a 3D animated, because I want to see how, to me, I always wanted to watch a 3D animated cartoon, like a comic book movie.
Uh-huh.
Because, like the cinematics, as we were talking about earlier, the Arkham Origins cinematics look so amazing already.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, why not?
Yeah, they should. I mean,
Marvel's doing it.
Remember
that we were talking about, like, the one that takes place in San Francisco?
Oh, yeah.
Tokyo or something
Marvel.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to happen.
We'll see how it looks and then see if they can do it.
I mean, if you want
guys.
A CG Superman, a superhero movie, you could just watch The Green Lantern. Oh, man.
Cheap shot.
Yeah.
Brian's not even here to defend it.
Well, that brings me
to the next point. I imagine he's one of the only people who likes that movie.
He's the only person that likes that movie. Which is why he was such a special guest. Exactly. People are like, who is this guy? He's not that special. I'm like, he's the only guy who likes
Greenland. He likes Greenland. Oh, he's very special then.
Which brings me up to my next point. The new Man of Steel trailer came out. Oh,
yes.
So awesome. But I watched it like 5 times, I think.
Yeah.
Because I'm a weird... I'm a
I get pumped more and more.
Yeah, every time I watch it.
Yeah.
But it looks like it's going to be a lot of CG, but it's good CG.
Yeah.
It's not Green Lantern.
It's planned.
CG.
Yeah. I feel like they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But it just looks like it's going to be an awesome.
It awesome also develops movie. The story a lot more. You know what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think they could have, honestly, I think they could have done 2 different movies.
They probably could have. But
I could have watched.
But how
long
is it? Wait, how long is this movie? What's the minutes on this movie? Because I assume it's like at least 2 hours. Oh, I assume it's like 2.5, maybe. I don't know. But I assume it's pretty long, so I think they have enough time to get it in. But from what I've seen, it looks like it's such a broad scope that it looks awesome. That
2 hours and 23 minutes.
That's awesome to me. That's like seems like a perfect amount of time. That seems enough.
As of May 16th.
Yeah, they can obviously change it. Still a couple weeks away.
I don't think so. They've had a lot of test screenings and everything, like a lot of previews.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much they can change it now.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's a long time. Like, I was talking to someone, one of our mutual friends. We don't like to name our friends. That's why we just say, oh, our friend.
Yeah.
Except for Brian, we name him because...
Well, he was on.
He was on our show, so he's already linked to our show. But he said he didn't like long movies.
Oh, what? Okay, I love long movies.
Yeah.
I've never... I can't really remember a movie I've seen. Maybe, like, Lord of the Rings, the third one, I was like, what...
Oh. Or those uncut ones. The uncut Lord of the Rings are so long to me.
Yeah, uncut are pretty long. But, Lord of the Rings, even that, I was still like, oh, I could end now.
Yeah.
And then, but
it kept on going.
But I was like, oh, I'm glad it didn't end now. For the first, like, three where I thought it was going to end, I was like, I'm glad it didn't end now. I like that if there's another one.
Wait, is that the first 3 times in the movie that you thought it was going to end? Well, or is it in the first three movies?
No, not the first three movies. The third movie, the last movie, at the end where I, because there's like, you kind of know what I'm talking about. Like,
there's
5 spots where you
there's
think it's
going to
end.
There's 5 spots where,
So like for the first three, I was like, oh, it could end now and I'll be happy, but I'm glad it didn't. And then, but then by the third one, I was like, it could really end now. But most movies, I'm pretty much like, I like it to go on as long as they don't never seem to.
Yeah, they never seem to like drag it out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Like most of these big budget movies that I like, I pretty don't think are too long. I think that's a good.
Dark Knight Rises seemed like a long movie.
It was two hours and 45 minutes. So you really like it, so. But I like that movie a lot.
And let's see.
But like the longer the better, I say.
Yeah, and it comes out June 14th, so we still have some time.
But what angers me more than anything is too short a movie.
Oh, definitely. Because then I feel like I'm paying what, like $16 for a movie?
Yeah.
Well, I don't pay that much, but
retail. Like
that's like normal 3D, price.
Yeah.
I mean, you should go to a place that sells things in bulk, and usually they sell movie tickets.
Yeah, that's a good place.
For two. They sell two at a time for the same price that you're going to pay for one.
Good deals.
Let's see. So this is the
14th. But yeah, like I can't remember like a movie I'm thinking of that's too short. But I mean, there are some movies that are short and good when they're short.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the Disney movies, older movies, they're short.
They're
but they're like
an hour and a half.
But those are also perfect to me because they do exactly what I want.
Because they're also for kids too, and kids have short attention spans.
That's true also. But I
remember because I tried to watch when I watched Star Wars with my niece.
She only
made it like 45 minutes in, and then I was like, okay, I guess I'll turn it off.
It just depends on the movie, because usually, like, those Star Wars movies and stuff and those superhero movies I like a lot, so I want them to keep going.
I want them
as long as possible. That's pretty much why those types of movies, different movies, I can understand how they go long if they're just, like, regular movies.
Mm-hmm.
They could be, like, they could just drag on
sometimes. So, I know we said that we were going to watch The Hangover 3 last week. I think we said it, like, explicitly.
Yeah.
I don't remember completely.
Drew said, yeah, we're going to see it, and then I was like, I don't know.
Okay, but we ended up not watching it, so I guess we'll watch it sometime this week.
Yeah.
Maybe, hopefully. Nothing good is coming out this week.
Yeah.
So if you missed, this is a good week in summer that if you missed any of the movies like Iron Man 3, Star Trek Into Darkness, if you missed any of those movies, go watch those movies this week, because you probably don't want to watch the movie that M. Night Shyamalan directed, which is After Earth.
Probably not. I haven't heard anything yet, but I mean,
I didn't hear anything about The Last Airbender either. Yeah. But I knew I didn't want to watch that.
Not giving it high hopes.
So yeah, but we'll watch it. We'll talk about it next week. We probably won't do a spoiler-filled episode because it's not like a crazy blockbuster. Yeah.
Like, I think our next spoiler will probably be Man of Steel.
Man of Steel, yeah.
That's the next movie.
Or when does Pacific Rim come out? Oh, July.
I don't know, but Man of Steel is coming out like June 14th.
Yeah, so it's probably going to be Man of Steel. It's probably going to be our next one that we talk about like crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Now is the time to see Star Trek and Iron Man 3.
That's assuming you haven't, but come on. Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
If you listen to this podcast, you probably have seen it.
Probably.
Or maybe you want to watch The Great Gatsby. I know some people who did say they liked it, so maybe I will go watch it. I don't know.
Yeah. I've some good things, like made a good amount of money. It's usually a good judge of if it's good.
Yeah. So.
Green Lantern made money, didn't it?
Yeah. A lot of bad movies have made money, so yeah. It's not a really good
judge. Not that good.
We'll talk about that. This last week, I was watching a lot of Netflix.
Arrested Development. Yeah. Did that come out today or?
Tonight. At midnight.
Midnight, okay.
So get your juice ready. Get your frozen bananas ready. Get your ice cream sandwiches ready.
They're back.
Maybe get some vodka and toast ready. Whatever you want. They're back. The Blues are back. And so I'm awesome. So excited.
So great.
We definitely will be talking about that next. We probably will be talking about that next week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So.
Because we're big binge watchers.
It's only like 7.5 hours, so.
It's like, that's easy.
That is
like, compared to like binge watching of other stuff.
I've binge watched House of Cards, and that was very long.
Exactly.
Hour long episodes.
Yeah. That was like 15 hours or however long it was.
I watched that with my dad, so it runs in my family.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're going to do this new thing, I guess, since it is summer and a lot of people have free time now, that we'll recommend a Netflix movie, like as we see fit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We might as well.
So what'd you say you saw?
I finally saw The Dictator. With Sacha Baron Cohen and Jason Mantzoukas.
Oh, yeah.
And Anna Faris was in that movie as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben Kingsley was in that movie as well.
Oh, okay.
So it's a pretty good cast. I did like it. It was better than I expected.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, how can you follow Borat? Borat, and then there was...
Bruno. I never saw that.
I saw Bruno, and it was pretty funny. Mm-hmm. It wasn't as funny as Borat, obviously. But this movie wasn't one of those prank movies where he's like showing how stupid people are.
Which is what they tried, which is weird because when they first came out those previews,
it looked like that.
It looked like that. And then all of a sudden they come out with other previews and then it turned into
an actual story.
Yeah, it turned out into a story. So I was a little confused because I haven't seen it yet.
I mean, if you have Netflix, go watch it because it's not that long, I don't think. And what else are you going
to
do?
Yeah, I definitely want to see it. Looks like a good movie to me.
And then another recommendation I have is Cabin in the Woods. If you missed it, I think it's, I think Joss Whedon produced it. Let me check 1 second. Do you have any recommendations, Michael?
Not off the top of my head.
This is an awesome segment.
I don't know what I've seen lately. Well, we're doing one recommendation, and now it's two, and then you want me to give like two.
Yeah.
So,
but
I think one at the minimum, and then
I'll do one for both of us then.
Okay.
Even though you've never seen either of these movies,
I've never seen either. I'll think of one next week.
The screenplay is by Joss Whedon and Drew Goddard. If you like horror movies, I would watch it. If you don't like horror movies, I would watch it. It's not scary at all, pretty much. It's a comedy horror film.
It really is that what it's called?
It says that on Wikipedia.
Okay.
But what does Wikipedia know?
Yeah.
Well,
another thing I heard about Joss Whedon this week is he's doing a film called Much Ado About Nothing, which is that Shakespeare
thing. But it's like,
which is really weird to me, and I just found out he was doing this week.
But
so I was like, what? It's just like I think it's like that Romeo and Juliet movie, but it's
by Baz Luhrmann.
It's in
Full
current,
Circle. Yeah, it's, yeah, in, like, it's current time.
Current times, but
because that's the
they
guy
talk
who,
like that.
That's the guy who directed Great Gatsby, did Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio. So
too many connections right now.
He also did Moulin Rouge. So if you like any of those movies, go watch Great Gatsby. But yeah, Cabin in the Woods. It's a new take. I think it's a new take on horror movies. I liked it a lot. I watched it twice in the last, like, 2 weeks. And Chris Hemsworth is in it.
Thor.
Yeah, Thor is in it. I'm pretty sure they shot this movie before Thor, but it
Thor
got released
also
after
Star
Thor.
Thor is also in Star Trek.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Not so, Star Trek 2, but Star Trek 1.
He's in Star Trek 1. But, yeah, go... It's... I don't know. I like it a lot. Like, it was honestly very entertaining. It has, like, a sort of a twist ending. If M. Night Shyamalan was a good director and actually did... I'm not talking about, like, Sixth Sense was awesome, but I liked Signs as well. But
oh, yeah,
this is a
too.
Good twist. And, like, you see two sides
Wait,
of it.
Wait, this is not M. Night Shyamalan, right?
No. I would not recommend an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Not a current one.
This is a somewhat
Like, Unbreakable, that was a good movie.
This is a somewhat professional podcast, Michael. We don't recommend M. Night Shyamalan or Tyler Perry movies on here.
Old school M. Night. Yeah. I like Unbreakable.
Yeah.
I like Signs. I like... He used to make good stuff.
He used to make
good
movies.
He really did. He really did.
Yeah, but watch it. Everyone I know that's seen it liked it. It's different. It's very different. Actually, I might throw... Let me throw another one. Let me see if it's still on Netflix, though.
If you got it.
Let's see.
There's this movie I watched a long time ago that I was waiting for a long time.
And just showed up on Netflix?
No, it's...
Or it's been there.
It's been on Netflix, so that's why I'm not sure if it's still
there. You
haven't
meant to see it, yeah.
Let's see. Yes, it is on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Good. That's good.
And
that's one I have seen.
Okay. So it has Tyler Levine in it, and it has Katrina Bowden. So Tyler Levine was in Reaper, which is one of my all-time like favorite shows. It's a very cult classic. And Katrina Bowden is, she was that girl from 30 Rock. I think her name was like Suri or Siri or something.
So, this is another one of those horror slash comedy.
Yeah,
like,
it's a comedic horror movie. Yeah. It is a comedy. It's making fun of horror movies. But also Steve the Pirate from Dodgeball is in it. So
we have a pirate on our team?
Yeah, there's a pirate on our team. So watch, there's three movies. My order for these movies, I would put watch Tucker and Dale versus Evil and Cabin in the Woods first. Actually, watch Cabin in the Woods, and then if that was too scary for you, watch Tucker and Dale versus Evil, and that'll like lighten it up. And then don't watch The Dictator. If you had to only choose two of those movies, The Dictator was the worst one out of those three. But then if you like Jason Mantzoukas, who I think is hilarious, watch The Dictator because he's really funny in that. I guess it kind of dragged on. Looking back on it, I don't know. It's your life. But those are my two movies. Actually, yeah, I just don't recommend The Dictator. I recommend those two movies. I'm going to only recommend two movies.
Whoa. I still want to see The Dictator.
Okay, you can watch The Dictator.
I'll watch it.
But you should watch Cabin in the Woods and Tucker and Dale versus Evil first. And yeah, so Arrested Development is coming out tonight. I'm going to watch all episodes together.
Yes.
I'm going to eat my ice cream sandwiches. I'm going to drink my juice boxes. Yeah. I might wear some cut-off shorts. I might be a never nude.
Do you know if Arrested Development, if they're doing one season, that's it?
I think it's two seasons and a movie.
Oh, really?
That's
like
five seasons.
That's like
a
set plan right now?
I believe so.
Okay. That's really cool. This is like... when does this happen? No, and that happens with nothing, that they go away.
It
happens all the time. People are clamoring for stuff, but it never happens. They maybe make a movie after like everyone's clamoring, but they never go back and make a new season that I can think of.
Yeah, see, it says Netflix is planning to produce more after season four.
Like they're coming back 7 years later making new stuff.
Yeah.
Who does that? That's awesome.
Let's see. Let's see. Yeah, more seasons after season four. But
that's cool.
the thing is, Reed Hastings, who is the CEO of Netflix, he did not say that. He said it would be hard because it's such, like, all the popular actors.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know if they're going to be able to do it. But giving us one season, that's good.
That's good enough. Good
for now.
And it gives us proper closure. I know that they did have, like, good closure on season 3.
Yeah.
But I look forward to it. And, like, I think people have a lot to learn from this whole experience, like, Hollywood in itself.
Yeah.
Or the TV industry specifically. Because I've honestly never looked forward to a show as much as this, I think.
Oh yeah. It's been like hyped up, like it's one of those shows that got way late.
Yeah. So like they had the banana stand going around places. I wanted it to come to Orange County, which makes sense because that's where the show takes place.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that. But they had that. They had like an online game where it was a quiz and the first 200 people to get a perfect score got like a gift box with like 6 months of Netflix and like all these posters and like all this cool stuff. I was too late for that as well. And yeah, but it's awesome. I'm so excited for it. And we've been on here for a while, but we have one last bit of news.
Oh, I just wanted to say, well, what this is reminding me of is Anchor. Even though Anchorman's a movie, that seems like the same thing that's kind of happening. Is that everyone clamored for it, so they're bringing it back, even though this is a TV show instead of
a
movie. But I feel like that's the same type of thing where it got. Did Anchorman do well in the theaters?
I don't think
it didn't.
So.
It became big later.
I mean, it did decent, but like it was like a failure. But
yeah, because I didn't see it until it came out on DVD.
Yeah,
and I feel like that's a lot of people.
Yeah,
so it's kind of one of those things.
And it's, like, it's different from, like, a show. Like, you hear about those things all the time where a show is going to get canceled and, like, people fight for it.
Yeah.
Like, Chuck and I think One Tree Hill or something. One of those stupid shows.
Yeah, yeah.
I shouldn't say that. Someone might like those shows. But you know what I'm talking about.
If they like it, then that's on them. We don't have to like it.
There's a lot of shows that got, like, people fight for them.
Yeah, and that happens a lot.
Companies come in and advertise, like, crazy. Like, in Chuck, Subway was, like, name dropped. But, watch it. Let us know what you think. If you have any opinions on it, let us know what you think of my Netflix recommendations. And then you can be like, oh, you have the worst taste in movies.
Exactly.
And then I might respond to you on Twitter. But probably will because
I don't
have anything to do in my life.
But what was that last bit of news?
Oh, yeah. It's some guy on the internet made this awesome Spider-Man costume.
It's pretty
legit. And I got very
legit.
Jealous of it. And I was like, I want that. It cost $500.
Oh, wait, this guy's selling this stuff?
No,
It cost him to make it?
It cost $500 to make it. So, like, probably, like, $700 if he wanted to sell it.
Yeah.
You got to make a good profit on that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, hustler.
Hustling.
He got hustled. But, yeah, he had it printed. He had, like, some guy do the graphics. So, he had, like, molded muscles on it, so obviously you don't have to be that. You have to be fit to like look good in spandex.
Yeah,
but it looks amazing. It looks like someone plucked Peter Parker out of the cartoon and put him in real
life.
That's
exactly what it looks like.
It's crazy. Amazing. But yeah,
but the guy wearing the suit is actually the same guy that made the suit.
Yeah,
is that the thing? Okay.
Well, he like gathered sources, so he had like some guy do the graphic design.
Oh, yeah,
he had some person
do
like this.
Okay.
So like.
It was made in parts.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, are there any characters you'd want to, like, there's a lot of conventions. I've gone to a lot of conventions. Have you ever been to a convention?
No.
Okay.
Like, dress up as, like,
yeah, who
or
would
have
dress
a
up
legit
as?
Suit, or have, like, or make my own something?
Both.
Well, I'd want a legit Iron Man suit would be the most awesome,
that'd be so
thing,
cool.
awesome thing in the world.
There are some really
also
good
be
ones
the
on
hardest,
the internet.
Yeah, there are some good ones.
I'd want to
that
do
like
Doctor Doom.
To do.
I think Doctor Doom
that
would be really
pretty cool.
Cool
too.
Who else would be really cool to me? Like, a biker
a lot of
scout
like hard
from Star
to do.
Wars.
That would be cool.
It's hard for like me because I'm a skinny, tall Indian dude, so I can't do like I don't know. I can't be Guile ever.
Who really wants to be Guile anyway?
I've seen an awesome Guile before. I can't be. There's a lot of people I can't be. Stay Puft Man would be really cool.
Stay Puft Man.
Yeah, from
just a big fat
Marshmallow Dude. I've seen some awesome Ghostbuster costumes.
You know what I want to be the Stay Puft Man, and then I'll be the Michelin Man. and I could be like the tire, because he's just a bunch of, I don't even know what he is.
He's a bunch of tires.
He's just a bunch of like
white. The cartoon or in the commercial, he like pulled out tires. Yeah, he throws tires. His chest.
But I always confused him. I always confused him with the Stay Puft Man for a while.
Yeah,
even though they look very different, but they're just like white, both
giant white people.
Yeah,
I also confused him with King Henry VIII. So,
so similar.
But yeah, Doctor Doom, actually, Ultimate Spider-Man, which is Miles Morales. I think that'd be a cool costume because it's like the darker, it's like the black and red Spider-Man.
Yeah, just be, the different costume,
But I can't ever be like Link. I can't be.
Well, you can. It's just, I can't be like, oh, who are you? An Indian Link.
An Indian Link.
No, I'm just Link. It's like, oh, you're an Indian Link.
I'm like, no, I'm just Link.
It's like, oh, okay.
I'm just Link that got dirty. I can't. I think that'd be really cool. I could do Dhalsim, I guess, from Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Just have to shave your head. It's like not going to happen
and
ever.
And then just breathe fire.
I can do and that. And then
be like Stretch Armstrong.
Can't do that.
Hard to do.
But yeah, if you want to reply, let us know. Like, who do you want to be? Maybe you do have a cosplay costume.
Yeah, maybe you already have a legit one.
Yeah, if you do. Maybe send us some pictures, I don't know. Whatever you feel like. But please just do something, I guess. Like, don't be like, oh, I'm sure someone else will do it, because no one else will do it. What else do we have to say?
Our
theme song should be here on the next episode.
We'll get it up there.
Yeah, I'm working on it. It's like mostly done.
It's in the stages.
Yeah, I just need some last minute things and then
touch ups.
Yeah. You can follow us at Twitter follow us on Twitter at Destiny Pizzas, or you can contact us directly at Dhruv Patel, DHRUVPATEL.
And at M Steska, MSTESKA.
It'd be really cool if you guys gave us positive reviews on iTunes, because, we're on iTunes now. You can listen to us on
Stitcher.
Everywhere.
We're blowing up.
If you like it, recommend it to your friends if you have friends that are like you. Or not. Maybe you just want to keep it to yourself and like feel like we're friends or something.
Personal connection.
Yeah, it's like some personal connection.
Viewers and podcast makers.
I don't know. If you want us to talk about something, or if you have a Netflix recommendation for us, maybe you can tell us.
Yeah, we're down for input.
I think that's about it.
Wraps it up.
Yeah. So have an awesome week. Enjoy Arrested Development. We will be talking about Hangover 3 next week. Oh, I forgot to mention my comics. Some comics came out this week.
Yeah. What a tease for the exit.
The cover of Deadpool issue 10, I think, is called The Inferior Deadpool, and it's Spider-Man like slinging web through New York, and then there's Deadpool and he hit a bunch of pigeons. And that's pretty funny.
It's really cool.
So look at that. That's pretty cool. Now that's it. So have a good week, and thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.